You know, they always go out there really unedited. So I don't have a fancy lead in, and I don't have a closing, clap at the end. This is just, it is what it is. But this wasn't ever meant to be a podcast where I sat here and I just spewed like the host would normally do. This was always meant to be an exchange. Tribe shows up here and we want to share our experiences. So welcome today. And we were starting to hear Diane's, and so I stopped her momentarily so we could just start to record the session. And will you begin again on, how all these synchronicities came together?
Okay, so I started out about a year ago, close to a year ago. I had some energy work done, and I, in the middle of that, had a vision. It was very fast, it moved very quickly, and it started out, I saw a crystal skull. I believe it was a gilded gold crystal skull. It moved really rapidly from there. It kind of morphed into what I believe was a phoenix. And then it was just kind of gone after that. But I found you through one of the videos that you did on being activated on the, I believe it's called the Mitchell Hedges crystal skull. And I secretly have had a passion to get activated by that.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Okay. Well, then you're here for a reason. Anything I can do to help facilitate that, I will, whatever resources I have at my disposal, I'd be happy to do that. That's really a matter of catching up with Bill Holman, who's the keeper of the skull. The story behind it and the stories, because there's lots of threads that come together. Tell a story about that. How I ended up in front of it is another, here you go from the universe. I didn't know Bill before the day this was going to happen with me. I went to this place for a whole different purpose, and there was Bill. So when he, the time that we were getting acquainted this morning, it was to, film the episode with Reuben Langdon for his interview with ED series. The morning that I got there to meet them all for the first time, there was Bill. Well, this all coincided in Mount Shasta in April of that year. And for the year before that, Bill and Reuben had been taking the crystal skull all over the country and recording people's experiences with it. All remarkable, all worthy of this, with the intention that they were going to make a documentary out of it in the future, which is almost finished and it'll go on the big screen shortly. So the last stage of this tour was going to deadhead in Mount Shasta, where Bill was going to hook up with some people there. And so while I was there, all of a sudden I just got sucked up into this too. So you have an appreciation for, just having the desire to sit in front of it, even if you can do that one time. I got to do it three times within a 4-day period. Now, who gets to do that? Yeah. I did not take advantage of it the first two times. And the reason I didn't is I was in a room with 12 people. I was one of a group and we had stuff to do. So for me to wander off and let this take it where it was going to take me, if I get into those types of meditative state, I don't want to have to go under a limitation. Like I got 15 minutes to spend on this and that's it. No, if it's going to take me somewhere, I want to let it help me explore. So, but it was profound nonetheless. The first time Bill pulled that out in the morning, and it was, he set it up on a little pedestal with a chair on either side. I'm sure that you've seen this, done before. The skull is facing him when we begin, and he is there to help engage you with the skull. He's wonderful at it because that's a really tough thing to do and not impose his influence on your experience. It's his job just to connect you and then let it go from there. He is really gifted at that. So when I had my first opportunity, he said, well, put your hands around it and begin to feel its energy. Well, you can. And almost naturally, my hands just started to move out because it just felt so expansive. He said, just let it keep going. Let it go. Let it go. Just show me how much you got. Well, my hands were fully extended out to the sides. And he says, let it just keep going. I said, they don't go any further. Well, then he turned the skull in my direction. And when you get to look in the eyes, it was really simple for me to get sucked into the multi-dimensionality of that, because I could see myself getting sucked into that. And I was, of course, I wanted to explore it, but this wasn't the time to do it at 9 o'clock in the morning on Monday when we were going to go film out, you know, on Mount Shasta. So there were going to be two other chances for me to be able to sit in front of it. And last time it was so that I could just allow it to take me in. It was profound, profound. So anyone that has any knowledge of the skull, I love to share, you know, what happened with me, and their experiences are good. And then I love to hear people that haven't had their chance yet who are interested, because if that's what you want, it'll be manifested. Bill loves to help people connect with it. There's a purpose for all of that. And you know, you'd be surprised how paths cross and opportunities present themselves. So hang on to your intention and we'll see where that goes, but continue your story.
Well, I think it's just beginning, but I met someone in July, August, somewhere in there, of 21. And we have since become friends. And recently, probably in the last 3 or 4 months, he shared with me, we had a conversation about the crystal skull, and he had the opportunity to catch up with it in New York. And he kind of shared his story about not even having to touch it, just looking at it and getting activated. So I don't believe in coincidences, but it's been a really fun journey. And obviously my friend KK and I have shared some of the excitement, I guess, the last couple of months, and it's just building. And so I'm really looking forward to whatever is to unfold.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Okay, KK, you're up.
Yes. Yes, I agree with everything that Diane has said. Diane was actually, I had heard about the crystal skull, but then Diane filled me in even further, and as well as the friend that she's talking about. But now I'm just, everything seems Lowell Johnson. I watched your videos. I watched the podcast last week. I did your class on Sunday. I bought your illustration book, which I got in the mail a couple days ago. Oh my God. Gosh, it's amazing. I look at it and it like brings tears to my eyes, and it's like, have no words to describe it.
You know, I'm a vessel. You understand, you know, what the book says in it, and that was it. Really, I'm not an artist, but I was trained to use this tool so that I could be divinely inspired, and what you see is the result of that. I've seen other people try and use it and they don't get the results I get. So whatever's happening through me, it's a delight. But I frame it in this way. I heard some people that I've met along my way, and they, one in particular, every morning has an affirmation that comes out that's just profound. A word triggers it. And these three paragraphs of divinely inspired stuff comes out every day. I watched over 30 days this repeat, and it never was the same thing twice. it was remarkable. So at one point, I had pointed out some of the material, and the creator said, I never read them. I said, you know, there's messages in there for you too, right? And so it wasn't until I finished those books. And honestly, Karen, it was from inception until the time that those books were done and I received one in the mail, was 10 days. Before that, it wasn't even on my radar. A book about pictures, it wasn't on my radar. Everything kind of lined up to that. So when you publish on that platform, they give you one of the books. And I published the first book about my experiences I put there, but I wanted a soft cover. There were lots of pictures in it, so I wanted that part full cover. But you know, I never wanted a hard book. I don't need more things. So yeah, when I got one, it was what it was. I knew what the material was. I really didn't need it. So I just had a book and I left it behind for my son. These were different though, because like you said, when I finally pulled this out, it was my impression and my idea to make them like a coffee table book. All this is going to be is just pictures. You want to see pictures, pictures, pictures. That's what this is. So when I looked at it for the first time, oh my God, I was affected by it the same way everybody else was. I had some real concerns about doing a pictorial like that and not having the colors be true. Whoa, was I surprised. That book was remarkable. So thank you for saying so. But man, something else just poured that through me.
Wow, it's amazing. Yes.
So what else do we want to talk about today? Who's got a topic?
I do have a question for you, actually.
Sure.
I watched your video the other day, and you mentioned the Carrington effect.
That was Dave mentioned it. But yes, I'm very familiar with it. The last time that there was a shift that inverted the poles of the Earth, and it happens more frequently than we think, was caused by a Carrington event. Well, they labeled it that. I don't know what the scientist was that, you know, came up with this idea, but that was the last time there was enough solar charge that came our way from the sun. It caused that. That was the label that it gave us. So we are ripe for it. Look at all the solar energy and the CMEs and the flares and the coronal holes that we sit in. We're at a peak, and you know, it's fair to say that activity is above average. It's just a matter of time before what's going to happen. So, you know, part of our responsibility in helping people understand the metaphysical side of what's taking place here is that is a causation for Earth's triggering for her consciousness to rise. That next bolt that comes is the trigger for that to take place. In the meantime, every sentient being here has been embedded, you know, at a cellular level with light. There we are, and we're totally unaware of, but at one point, it's going to kick in and open up DNA that's just going to activate things that you've been carrying around for all this time. And the mechanisms for you to, your light body to form in crystalline fashion, that's also seeded in this form that you're in right now. This carbon body doesn't exist where we're going next. Fourth dimension and higher does not support third dimensional carbon bodies that wear out in 80 to 100 years. Our form is going to, you know, hundreds, thousands of years. We'll see when we get to that. We still get to claim physicality because that's still part of Earth's experiment, but humanity is going to be unbound from the crap that we had to go through, because clearly we'd been manipulated along the way and we had to kind of fight our way back. And it wasn't without other assistance that came from, you know, higher realms, higher aspects of ourselves that finally stepped up and started to clear that stuff away so we could really understand where we are now and what's happening. Still kind of hard to do with all the 3D white noise around us because that's just business as usual. But look at, I know it sounds like I'm really mature on my journey. I'm years, just a few years into it, like the rest of us are. So I'm not surprised more people just want to understand what the heck's going on. In the while that's all taking place, we're beginning to rely more on our feelings. That's sixth sense. That's where I get most of my information, and vibration comes from that realm. That's how I get to see and experience the things that I get to step into and see now. I've just got my DNA triggered earlier. And I say earlier because we're all on the way there.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You ask, if you have a list of questions, fire away. If not, I see Kat's in the room. Kat, do you have anything you'd like to contribute?
Yeah, hi, everybody. Sorry that I was late. Anyway, here I am. Okay, hi.
Hey, good.
Hi. So where, I'm doing all kinds. Yeah.
Where on the planet are you today?
I am in McCall, Idaho. And I know Karen and Diane from CC, Idaho. And Diane has shared some photos of that you've created with me of Inner Earth, and they were just absolutely fabulous. And it was the video, well, there was a link to like a shopping cart first, and then I found the video with Sherry.
Oh, wow.
That just totally blew me away. And yeah, so I'm just fascinated. I mean, I've known about Inner Earth for a long time, or for a couple of years, but never really felt interested in exploring that topic, you know. And so I'm from Switzerland, and I heard about Telos. Oh my goodness, what's his name? It's a German author who wrote about Telos in Inner Earth. And so I started to read that, and very fascinating. And yeah, then I came, like I said, I came across your video. Just beautiful, 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 beautiful. I want to be there.
It won't be long before you are. Just hold your intent. I can tell you with great certainty from where I've stepped over, I love to dimension straddle. It gets harder to come back to this crap. I'll admit that, but I know where we're going, and you all feel where we're going. It's just ground yourself and pay attention to your own flame. Is what my guides continue telling. Work on yourselves, and believe me, there's light coming in our direction that your bodies are getting adjusted to with help from higher realms right now too. This elevated photon energy that's coming from the central sun and hitting our sun, and that's what's distributing throughout, you know, her little realm. Every sentient being is being affected by it. We're one of them. The earth is another one. Every being is being affected by it. We've hit a spot in the cosmos where for the next 2,000 years, this enhanced belt is where we find ourselves. So this light that we've been getting, our human forms for all long eons have been used to getting by on, well, they label it half orotronic light. But what's coming at us now because of this enhancement in the photon belt is full spectrum light. Our bodies are not capable of taking in all of that light, but there are light codes that are coming to all of us. You know, while you're resting overnight, I promise you, these things are taking place in the background because it's just part of our evolution. And
yeah, it's just so fascinating, you know, your whole story. I saw a video maybe a year ago, and but I would like to, you know, rewatch it. And basically, I don't know too much about how you ended up in Inner Earth.
Oh.
A little bit, but it's just so such a gift that you were given that access.
And it is. Thank you for saying that. It's, I was supposed to have that experience for a couple reasons. One, to prove that they're really there and have, it's not hope, just a certainty for the rest of us that we're about to rejoin that level of higher dimensionality. Those experiences, after I had to have a few of them to look back. You know, the first remarkable thing was, yes, this portal opens up and I'm invited to go inside to a realm where I think is inside of a mountain in my little 3D brain. It will take me a few months to really understand that was a dimensional experience. And that wasn't going to be my first one. It's going to be, you know, the one that you're going to get people's attention with when they hear this story, but you got to be willing to tell it. Well, I knew that this wasn't meant for just me. So regardless of what I wanted, I'd already had it inside of myself that it didn't really matter what anybody else thought. I knew what I experienced. That was all I needed to know. And so if it resonates with you, great, I'm here to support you. And, you know, somehow you're going to have extraordinary experiences too. It's been beautiful to see the tribe that's shown up that understands that each one of them has a unique gift to offer too. And we're all here trying to figure out what they are while all of this is unpacking from our DNA that's being restored to us. Man, it's a lot going on. And let me tell you, it is happening at an accelerated rate because this shift is imminent. I'll tell you the same thing I've said out loud now for a while. My guides told me I have 2 years to get this stuff done. And if I follow the narrative of what I've learned along the way, the original window of time that somebody really looked into the future, and you know, I don't put a lot of stock into that. And the reason I don't is because it's my intentions and my thoughts that are going to form my future. So I don't progress that far that somebody thinks they know what I'm going to be doing in 30 years because I haven't chosen the next moment yet. Anyway, however, I think there's still some cosmic cycling that you can't deny and that this is one of those cycles that we're in. And you know, we're all going. The original timeline was sometime between 2015 and 2025. We're absolutely in that window. And if you look at where we are right now, what my guides instructed me, sometime before 2025, this beautiful thing, this cosmically historic event is about to take place. And we all incarnated to be part of it. We all showed up here to meet with one another. These are no coincidences, just like Diane said, because there aren't any. We all agreed to be here and support one another when we got to this place. So whatever you darlings are masters of that maybe you don't realize, I'm here to tell you, your guides are impressing upon you to figure out whatever that is. Because if we ever need your mastery, yeah, we need it now. We can't do the things you were created to be special to do. None of us have been on your journeys and learned your lessons, but we all are going to get to benefit from them. That's why you learn what you learn. So I say this quite a lot. I love to say it. Thank you for the lousy lessons you had to learn on my behalf. And you're welcome for the ones that I had to go through.
thank you. mm-hmm. I just think it's so courageous that, it's so courageous that you know, I don't know how I would have reacted if that portal had presented itself. You know, it's like, oh my God, I don't know if I'm going to go in.
That's a very human reaction. And, yes, you know, I often ask myself that, you know, why I wasn't, but it wasn't long before that I'd come in terms with, and I know it doesn't make my son happy to hear that, look, I'm ready to go because I know what's coming. I know what after this body's done, I don't die. I don't go away. I'm not done. No, my soul is going on to the next thing. And I just happen to know what that is. Mm-hmm. And the rest of you are still kind of guessing at it. So I'm trying to illustrate what the path looks like for this cosmic cycle that we're in. And then as co-creators point out that your intention gang is all helping to design what it's going to be. Anything that was man-made is not going to make it through either of this, whatever this membrane between third dimension density and fourth dimension. Yeah, we start with a new place, but wow, we have the ability to manifest like crazy, and we'll have materials to work with. Never mind that our DNA will finally be restored back to original human design. Now watch what humanity can do, and watch what we can do when the Lemurians find their way back and assist us with the technology that they've had for a while. Stuff that really we should have had for decades now, but we just were, it was all hidden from us. That's not going to last much longer. And it took a cosmic reset for it to take place, because humanity was not on a track to all kumbaya together so that we would all kind of lift up the earth all together. It wasn't going to be that way. Those duality lessons we learn are now, have become so severe that the oppositions can't see the other side of the camp but anything but enemies. And so that's just been ingrained into them. Now it's time for us to get a shot. Here it comes.
So can I just ask last question? So according to you, then we don't ascend in this body. Is that what you're saying? We are basically, we are dying, and then we come back in a different form, so that we actually can be in 5D. Is that what you're saying?
You're traveling around a carbon vessel, right? Do you understand what your soul is and what the essence of your soul is? This is just a container that we happen to be in this incarnation. It makes me wonder what I was like in the other incarnations, but they're all carbon like this too. Know where you're going and what we're ascending into doesn't support this carbon frame anymore. So that's good news on one hand. Two, we're light bodies, really. We're electromagnetic beings. We're going to really begin to understand what that really means more and more, because our next boost here and the things that have been plugged into us to adjust our DNA, not to change it, to open up what's already there. And whatever abilities we had, whatever gifts and the powers we had, that's all about to be restored to us. So the idea that we can manifest anything we want right away, that's going to be restored to us. We're no longer limited by the rules of third dimension here. And Earth is about to just lift into a place where the vibration's higher to begin with. All of this preparation is to help all of our broad vibrations rise, to at least create an awareness that you have a vibration and that you really should take control of it, so that by the time Earth's vibration rises, yours matches it, and you go along with the rest of the program. It's not that everyone's going to choose it. Although, you know, what I've been told along the way about those of us that, you know, on the planet, I speak about all 8 billion, you know, how many people are going to ascend? Well, when you first touch on the topic, it had been suggested only about 40% of the people are going to make it. And you wonder, you know, it's still a choice. We're sovereign beings with free will. Who says I'm done learning 3D lessons? I may want to do this some more. Well, not me, but just hypothetically, for people that haven't satisfied those lessons, who am I to say that they can't do that? It just won't be on this planet. Her vibration no longer supports third density. So all of that entropies away, and new Earth blossoms over that like a mantle at a vibration that doesn't support the things below it. So here's, we're just trying to help others kind of get it. And my objective is to get you to the level of awareness that I'm at as quickly as I can do it. Mm-hmm.
These ladies have heard my story, but in around 1990, 91, 92, somewhere in there, I remember having a conversation with my mother, and out of nowhere, I had said, I'm not going to die physically. I'm going to transcend. And my mother had asked me, what do you mean by that? Where did that come from? And I never had an answer. I just said, something's going to happen to me. And transcendence was the word I kept using. I had never heard of ascension. People weren't even talking about it back then. That was more of a something that started coming about in my awareness anyway, after 2003-ish, somewhere in there. And then ascendance, you know, that was kind of the blanket statement that everyone was using. But in my heart, it was like, no, I just feel like it's transcendence. I never knew where that came from. I still don't know. But I feel like there are changes that most of us are going to be going through. I'm a dreamer, and I had had dreams. The first one that I had, I didn't even understand. It was in this dream, I saw the splitting of the earth, and it was almost like there was a tunnel in between. People were going into this tunnel. If they were on either end of it, they were succumbing to whatever, call it death. But the ones who were inside this tunnel were able to grab people and bring them in if they were close to the edges. And then it was really based on choice. When I woke up, I understood that the more choices we made that would lead us in a direction, potentially away from everything that we knew, away from our loved ones, but it would also be leading us to our new families. I didn't really understand. This was probably clear back, I want to say 2003 mark, but I never understood it. It would take me forever, it seemed like, to finally get the pieces pulled together.
Can I ask you a couple questions?
Sure.
Because I love detail and I love to hear somebody else's story. First of all, when you had this discussion with your mom in the early 90s, mm-hmm. how old were you then when that took place?
I was right around the 30 mark.
And where on the planet were you?
Same place I am now, Emmett, Idaho.
Okay. Got it. I'll try and put these things on the timeline so I can see where they were. And so then this next stage of kind of aware, would you say that that's when your awareness just kind of kicked in a little bit more back then with this conversation with your mom? And well, I dig deep into that because I want to know that rabbit hole. Did your mom have that kind of inclination as well?
She just was very supportive and said, well, whatever that means to you, you let me know.
Okay. Well, wonderful. But, good for her.
Yeah. It's been quite a journey. My story is long and slow, and like, you know, unlike yours, where it just happens really quickly. I don't know. One of my biggest questions is, I originated here in Idaho. I'm in the same place that I was born in. And these two ladies that are here with us somehow managed to get to this same, within the same region. And without the coincidences, you know, we've all managed to come together. So my big question really is, what's here in Idaho? What's going to happen? What's the next, you know, why? I have a lot of questions. I'm sorry. I just,
Oh,
I'm an girl, overthinker. This
is your opportunity. No, there is no such thing. The only way, if I told you how many rabbit holes I've been down only to spawn three more, here's where we are.
Yeah. So, that's just kind of the unfolding. I don't get a lot of prophetic dreams, but, like I said, that first one, that was clear back in 2003. And here we are 20 years later, and I'm just in the last 2 or 3 years starting to understand exactly what that was, what I was seeing. So it's been quite a journey, but I know we're all here together for a reason. And I'm really excited for the first time in my life, excited about the direction. I want to know all about the orbs, and I just want to know all the answers.
I wasn't you like 2 years ago, where I've seen pictures of these orbs, and you always wondered, wow, wouldn't it be great to be in that, scenario? So I had put that intent out. Wow, if the opportunity for me to ever get to do that, I get to do that, that'll be great. Well, of course, I met people during my encounters in Shasta who have become like family now. One of them bought 20 acres and a beautiful cabin house on it, and Jamie has always been connected. She's been reading for people since she's 15 officially. And she's been doing it for a while, regularly on her property. She used to photograph these orbs. I got a chance to, stay on her property last year. They put a yurt there. It's amazing. A little creek that goes through 20 acres and here wildlife that kind of makes their way through in the evening. And zero light pollution to look at the skies from there. And then she calls in these light orbs and photographs it. I got to be there, to be in the middle of that. And so to feel that sensation around you, it's like cool love. I guess if I had to use human words, it's like cool electricity when they touch you, but you can sense them when you engage with them. They're different color, different sizes. It's just amazing to be around it. It's like magic. And that's what you start to see when you get to reach in this other stuff. There are other sentient forms trying to make contact with us.
So this hike in July, when it happens, do you have any advice for how we can prepare ourselves now for that trip?
Other than, just be mindful of the physical rigors it's going to take you to get there. I mean, you're not going to get fatigued, don't get me wrong, to get you to the spot where I'm led to take people now. You can drive most of the way up there. We're going to drive to just short of 9,000 feet and then maybe 30 to 40 minutes to just hike to this area. Easy to get to. It's not dangerous, but a lot of the mountain in that area this area is called Avalanche Gulch for a reason. There's a lot of stuff that just slid. So there's lots of loose rock to negotiate in places, and to get off the trail to the area that I was drawn to, you got to negotiate some of that. That's all. Be ready to hike. People, please don't wear tennis shoes and don't wear flip-flops. Wear something that's appropriate, because you're going to have rocks on your feet and they're going to give way. Protect yourself. That's it. Bring enough water for a day. That takes care of that part. The other part to prepare you, your hearts are already in the right spot to receive whatever you're going to get there. Or you wouldn't be in this room asking me about it. Your curiosity indicates to me that, you're ready for the next level. And the Lemurians said with no uncertainty last June that it's time that all of humanity understands their vibration so that they can appreciate it. It's part of me, as I listen to this community I find myself in, still focusing on the UFO phenomenon and lights in the sky and, you know, visitors from other planets. Well, I can advance your knowledge a little bit if you want to take my word for it, but the beings have already been here, seen pictures of them, and it hasn't been just one subset. Aside from that, I think it would be more worth your time to engage yourself in the dimensionality that you're capable of feeling and those beings that are around us waiting for us to communicate when we can vibrate at the same level. That holds a lot more interest to me than wondering if those lights in the sky are really, you know, a phenomenon for elsewhere. I can settle that too. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. So every one of us is not built any differently than I am. So what I'm telling you, I can experience every human being has the ability to do the same thing once your awareness reaches that level. And you're not that far away. It takes, you know, some, in my case, I get there. Meditation became part of my being. And that's how I kind of stepped into just opening myself up to something that can get inside. I don't understand how anybody with busy lives, kids, work, church, hobbies, you name it, how do you find time for yourself to enjoy all that? That's why I crave being outdoors and alone, off trail where there isn't anybody else. I find that solace really easy, and it comes to me in that way. Once you've had that, that's all you ever want. And all you want to do is go back and achieve that. But that takes some practice, and it just takes the intention to want that enough to put the effort in so that I can quiet myself enough so that spirit can talk to me. You want me to connect with you, then set the table so that I can come in, because it wants to. And every higher aspect I have been coming in touch with isn't talking to me anymore. Here's how they put it. I'm not in the ascension process anymore. I've ascended. I've seen what's there. And the rest of you with one foot in it, in your direction, are that far away from as well. So stop saying we're in the ascension process. You're all a master of something that you don't really realize yet, but you're about to come into it. And that's why this recall you're having is coming so rapidly, gang. And why tribe like us that talks about us, thinks the same way, is all showing up together. None of this is coincidence. Diane's absolutely right about it. There are other tools that are being placed in our path so that when the tribe shows up, we all just embrace each other's gifts. No one's telling you how to live your life. That's not what we're here for. It's not like we all have a rule book and we found it. We're all going to follow rules again. Hell no. We're all still on our individual journeys. And those contributions you're going to make are priceless because no one else is making them. It's your thing to do that. And we love it when you show up. So now that you're becoming aware of those gifts and your family, wow, watch what we can do together. Because you were a force to be reckoned with whatever gift you possess long before you met the other two girls in this room, much less the tribe that's assembling around you now too. So, you know, it was this week. I'd never heard of Clubhouse. Have you? Anybody? It's another social platform that I really had no knowledge of, but a couple of the tribe that are showing up here, Paula Davison specifically, found this platform. And it's like, it's kind of like Zoom without video, and it doesn't record. So you can open up a room like you were in a conference hall. And this room over here is going to talk about this topic at this particular time of day. And anybody who's, you know, is invited to come in. Now, you can have them be private rooms and invite people from in and out. But while these things are going on, you can ping somebody to come in, even if they're not on the platform. When I saw it, and here's how this all happened. Paula is part of a house that is associated with Gaia TV. And this guy, he works with the executives, especially the CFO, and helps to promote on that platform the Gaia programs. Well, Paul has been part of this, his house, for a while now, and she was going to choose the next episode that they were going to talk about online. Well, which one did she choose? She chose mine. And she said, it'd be really great if you could show up and actually be the subject matter expert while I'm talking about what your episode on Gaia was. I said, yeah, I'll be there. So I had to learn really quickly about this platform. But holy cow, I just understood and appreciate what this thing can do. Because you can put together a little confab anytime like that and invite in whoever can make it at the time. So they're not recordable events. They say the part of the appeal is, you know, it's a right now. You got to be in it to understand what's going on now. But I can see the merit of using this tool. I see it as here's another piece of technology that the tribe can use now for doing these little things. Do I love doing podcasts regularly on Saturdays at 11 my time? Yeah, it's great. And I'll continue to do these. But to be able to do pop-ups like that, because what happened out of this is some other questions came up about pieces of the fundamental information I had to understand, like the influence solar weather's having on us right now and what part that plays. So someone said, I'd love to see if you could do one of those. Okay, well, that's next Tuesday, I think at 11 o'clock my time in the morning. I'm going to use this platform. We'll see how it works. But it's not like it's the last time we can do that. I see it being really wonderful as the tribes coming together, because we formed a private Facebook group as well. And I think there's about 350 of us now. All we hand selected the initiates in there very specifically. We knew that they all had to have the right vibration. We weren't interested in people who really didn't see this. You know, it wasn't a place to learn, although we're all growing through it, but we've all got our level of awareness and we all see the same things. And so we're here to grow together because we're all at different stages in our evolution. And we're here to assist that, not to change it or chart it. And we don't have a 1-2-3 list. We're here to allow you, because we love whatever it is, gift that you've got, and we want to help you blossom, just like you're helping me. When I sit in these, I get something out of the exchanges as well that I was meant to get today. So I thank you when you all show up. So that's what the tribe's supposed to do now. Yeah, I only mention it because it sounds like a really cool tool. I'm going to give it a shot, see what it goes. Paul has been using it for a while, as well as Benita and a few other people that have found their way here. It was supposed to cross my path when it did. So that's enough about that for now. Somebody, you must have some more questions.
I do have a question. And you talk about gifts, and I know I have gifts and not sure what they are yet. So will they come to, and I've been meditating on it and going within, will they also come to me through downloads or?
Absolutely. Speaking of Anita, yes, they will come to you. There's going to be an awareness of what you're really good at. And really it tends to show up in forms of, you know, what is it that you like to do? And then really without realizing it, you see, if you were to look at it objectively, how it's really benefiting everybody, but you do that because you love it. Sometimes it could be related to, you know, what I get paid to do, but oftentimes it isn't. That's when you'll kind of get a feeling of what my real gift is. It's a passion you've got inside of you anyway. So think of the thing that you love to do the most, and I'll bet whatever your purpose is tied to that.
Okay, yes, I know it has to do with animal communication, because I've always been interested in that ever since I was a little girl. So I know it has to do with that. And I've been working on that, but it hasn't come through yet. So just, I don't know. And then I remember on your video last week, the golden tie, you said, oh, excuse me, I just got a download. How did you know that you were receiving a download?
I had, there's a frequency. It's the only way I can suggest it. It's a sound. It's there all the time, but it becomes more pronounced when it happens, and it happens more frequently. Since the beginning of the year, even more pronounced. When I began to understand the idea of getting downloads and when they were happening overnight, the very first time it happened was shortly after I had had experiences with light beings in August. I went back in October to take some of the things that I had been taught to do to see if I could pull them in myself. And I was there for about 10 days. The last five were devoted to myself and, you know, going out in the forest and screaming and seeing if these were going to respond. Well, in the end, it did. Over three successive days, I had success calling in light beings for myself. After the first night, it was the second day, I had trouble sleeping that night. And I was just, it was like my mind was so busy racing with things that I thought that I couldn't put my finger on that I couldn't go to sleep. Next morning, when I finally got up, I think I didn't really fall asleep until about five, but I got up at 8:30 and I went in the bathroom, looked in the mirror, and my left eye was bloodshot. Well, here is the physical manifestation of all the downloads I got that night and how intense they must have been. Since then, I have had five instances of those severe downloads like that during the night. And the evidence has been photographs I've taken of my eye, same eye, bloodshot in the same way. That's how it manifests for me. But we are all beginning to sense the empathic parts of ourselves is really coming alive. And so that sensing others, feeling others, that sensation is getting refined in all of us. Does that answer your question?
That does. Thank you so much. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So V, I see you popped in. I was just talking about you and Clubhouse and how that might be a thing that's suitable for us. Do you want to share your experience on it?
Yes. Hello, everyone.
Hi, we can't see you. Should we?
Yes. Okay. Full disclosure. I'm laying in bed, people. Okay. So you don't need to see me.
Okay. No, it's more important that we hear what you want to say because yes. I do. I was talking about Clubhouse and I'm a newbie for sure. Tell me more about it.
Yeah. So Clubhouse, funnily enough, like I've known about Clubhouse for a while, as I'm sure you have and many other people have. And I didn't really feel any kind of big pull towards it. And then some of you know Paula, obviously Lowell knows Paula very well. And, you know, she has a room. And when she had come on one of these sessions, she talked about it. And then the second time she talked about it, I said, you know, let me go see what she's doing. Cause you know, she's soul family member, whatever she's doing must be cool and something different. And I popped into her room in Clubhouse. And just so everyone knows, previously Clubhouse, you could only join with an invitation. So it was kind of like this very exclusive, you can't get in. They've dropped all of that. Now anybody can join. So that's a really good thing. So I popped into her room and of course to support her, but I was just like, wow, what a great format because there are just so many tools, right? And this is just another one. And I participated and something just really resonated with me. And so I started exploring and I've only been on there since like mid-December. And I'll be honest, the quality of people and the resonance and frequency of the people that I'm connecting with, I mean, it's just, I've not experienced that anywhere else. Because part of it is as we're doing our work, and I know Lowell and everybody else, I know I don't know you yet, but I mean, I do know you. I know you from our lifetimes. I just don't know you enough in this lifetime yet. But it was really powerful because I found myself in these rooms and there are a lot of people who are openly talking about their multidimensional experiences or, you know, they've seen UFOs. I'm like, what is happening here? How are people talking about this stuff? You don't hear people talking about this stuff. So it just kept kind of pulling me into these different spaces. And I know personally for me, I'm on just deep seeking, awakening, remembering journey. And I was like, oh my God, this is where I need to be. This is the energy. And I can tell how quickly I'm kind of moving and just up leveling my frequency. And I'm sorry, I don't know your name, KK, when you were asking about downloads. It's so interesting. It's almost like sometimes we get like, oh my God, what's that buzzword? I don't know what it means. Like, what is it? Am I getting it? Am I not getting it? And the truth is, like, think of it like the simplest thing. You know, you're doing something and you suddenly get an idea, anything, a solution, something pops in your head. That's a download. That's a download. We complicate it. It could be as simple as like, you know, what should I eat today? And something pops in your head. We don't give it enough credit, but it's your team or your guide saying, you know what? Maybe you should have some watermelon today instead of that cake. I'm just saying, many different things pop in. That is still a download, just a different level of a download, right? And for me, because I'm popping into the spaces and I'm being open and I'm listening, just the same way I come into these space, right? With like Lowell and whoever participates. Oh my goodness, I can't even tell you the level of expansion. So for me, what it looks like when I'm getting downloads, I need to rest. Hence, I'm still laying in bed. So I have to integrate, right? Because I'm receiving all this information and it's big information. Yeah. And your body needs time. So for me, it's also about that grace, right? To say, oh my God, why am I sleeping so much? No, it's like, you know what, Benita? You're taking in and you're receiving all this information. It's a lot for your body. You got to give it some time to allow it to process, to integrate. So I'm just like being really graceful. If I need to lay in bed and have a conversation, that's what I'm doing. And I give the full disclosure. I'm like, people, you don't need to see me in bed. But kind of coming back, I went on a tangent slightly, but Clubhouse has been amazing for me. And I'm just finding more and more people that I'm connecting with. And I feel like how here we're finding soul family. Not only am I finding soul family, one of the things I was missing is more engagement with soul family, right? Like, this is beautiful what Lowell's doing, but it's like once a week, you know, some people come, there's just so many people in the tribe, but we're not being able to connect. And I'm just like, I can't wait. So I just jump in. I'm like, what do I need to do? Okay, awesome. I found a space. I'm just going to keep exploring. So when I saw Paula do the Rome and Lowell come in, I'm like, Lowell, finally, he's coming into Clubhouse just like me. Like, we took our time, but now we're here. And so I'm looking to create spaces in Clubhouse. So I've already teamed up with a person or two, so I can start to create these spaces, because each one of us, like Lowell was saying, has a purpose, has something that we're here for. And each one of us has a piece of the puzzle. You know, I have a podcast. That's one of my ways of getting information out. The other way is to just share and talk about healing journeys and what people are experiencing. And so I'm going to be doing more of that in the space that I create. So if you're not on Clubhouse, I greatly encourage you to come on. And I saw that Lowell has also created his own space. So I think that's going to be amazing. But I think for me, the one thing, and I don't mean this in any negative way, Lowell, is just we have a beautiful group, but there's just not enough engagement. And I'm like, absolutely. We just need to like engage. And I had talked to Paula briefly. I'm like, hey, if Lowell's cool with this, I'm happy to like help her and we can take over some of the responsibility in the Facebook group, because Lowell, you are a busy man and you're going to get busier. There's only one of you. And so we all need to step up and help out and do our piece and bringing everyone along on the journey. And I'm going to land my mic, as they say in Clubhouse.
I love that whole idea. You know, once the experience the other day was the first time I'd had a chance to even try it. So it was like any other thing. It was like my first ayahuasca journey. I want to watch what they're doing. I want to understand, you know, the ceremony part, but I also want to get the benefit of participating. Yeah, you can't do both. So the other day when I was trying to be participatory, because really the focus was on me and the TELUS program, I still wanted to understand how it worked, how Clubhouse worked. That's the Capricorn part of me. I really want to understand how things work. So now that some of the rest of the tribe has kind of dipped their toe in, and they've kind of just enlightened it. That's what purpose they serve. So when Vanita talks about that information needs to get out there more often, she's right. Her podcast is fixed when she does it. This one's fixed when it does it. But I like the idea of spontaneously being able to just walk and start in a house, open up a room and start a dialogue, because we felt like we needed to talk about the results of physicality that Vanita was just talking about when we get these downloads, what that really means. So when we hear the term download, does somebody else want to understand what it is from our perspective? Perfect. Here we are. Let's open up a room, have a dialogue about it. And when you can do that a little more on the fly, that's what I see this thing can do. I will shut up now.
Nice. I can I ask another question then? Speaking of downloads, Vanita, I hadn't thought about that as far as like, oh, what should I eat for lunch? I'm going to go have some soup. I never thought of that as downloads. But also as you were talking, Vanita, I started, my right ear started to hurt during this conversation. Is that a download or is that just physical, my ear hurting, or do we know? Well,
let me take that. As I understand it, and I want Vanita to respond as well, I understood that when we get ringing in our ears or some sensation like that, my left ear was active is where I get my spiritual downloads. And when my DNA opens up my Akash, it's my right ones that I've always been led to believe those are physical. And I really didn't understand what that meant if, you know, I'm working on the metaphysical side. Well, what we've been talking about, that fatigue that you get, the bloodshot eyes, here are the results of seeing how the results of downloads affect your physicality, how you get drained for a day because you're just assimilating all the light that you just took in and you don't really understand what it is. And your body just says, you're tired and you need to rest, like Vanita illustrated today.
Right.
I love that, Lowell. And I wanted to add, Karen, one of the other things that's so important, and maybe Lowell already mentioned this, we are all here to activate each other. So something in what I said to you is activating in you, right? Even if it was just that conversation about a download, it's your brain's like, ding, 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 ding. Okay, got it. Okay. So we are doing that for each other, right? And that's what's so amazing is we don't even realize it, but every conversation we have with other people that we're tuning into that frequency, we are activating each other because we have made that contract that we're going to find each other and help each other on our journeys, because what we can do collectively, we cannot do individually, right? And we've each done the work on our own. It was meant to be that solo internal work until you get to a point where it's like, okay, I'm ready. Where's my tribe? Let's find each other. Let's help each other. And, you know I'm on that mission. Lowell's on that mission. Paula's on that mission. We are each in that mission. We're just in a different places in that journey. And we're all like ready to support and help each other. And for me, that's the most exciting thing. Cause I'm like, listen, wherever we're going, I'm taking everybody with me. No person is getting left behind unless they choose that.
Right. Yes. Oh, I love that. And I love this tribe. It's really awesome. I'm looking forward to joining Clubhouse as well.
Okay. There was a phrase that occurred to me when Vanita was describing it. I wrote it down, but downloads, it's an expansion of our awareness. Awareness expansion. Every time I know a little bit more, I didn't know, oh, I've got a download. That's probably a really good way to put it. So I'm glad Vanita kind of put pencil to that today and we got to understand a little bit better.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, Kat.
Yeah. Hey, Karen, may I say something to you?
Yes.
So I think, you know, this whole process that we are going through and receiving downloads and all of that has a lot to do with trusting yourself. Just trust yourself, you know, not looking for other people to give you the okay that what you are receiving and what you're hearing and what you're feeling is really a download. It is about trusting yourself. And because I think I know you, you're a beautiful soul. You're a very powerful soul. And I think you are thinking too much.
I have a habit of doing that, yes.
You're thinking, just trust yourself. Like Lowell said at the beginning, it's like we are all here with different gifts, with different things that we can contribute. And you have a very unique gift. And I think you are already there. You're already connected to your gift. You are already receiving downloads. You are already receiving messages. And I think that is where, you know, this looking outside of ourselves to receive some kind of a blessing or an okay. I think that's part of the old world too. That's what we are leaving behind. It's about, trusting. And I just wanted to share that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I've been learning that the last few years. It's still a process. So thank you for bringing that to my attention again. I really appreciate that.
You're so beautiful and so...
As are you. Thank you.
And so powerful. And I mean, every time I spend time with you, you give something to me. You know, you share, you don't even know what that is. Like what Lowell said, or Danita, you know, we trigger something in each other just by being in each other's presence.
Yes.
Yes, very true. And I also just want to say, I got to sign off. I'm sorry, but I have a date to go skiing. So we still have lots of snow up here in McCall, and I want to enjoy every little bit that I can.
Well, we're past the hour anyway, so this is a good time to stop. Oh. And yes, I'm in Minnesota, so I'm well acquainted with what snow is coming today.
So where are you, Lowell?
I'm in just west of the Twin Cities. Oh. So yes, we're in we're getting snow. And it's going to snow all day. So I feel like I'm inside a snow globe, because it's kind of cool. And I guess it's nice that I have a nice warm place with windows so I can look out that way. And I'm not really looking at my neighbors, because this is as close to looking at nature from what I can see here now. And it's beautiful when it snows like this. When it's in the upper 20s, oh, winter is perfect. It's those below zero times that pushed me out of Minnesota for a long time ago. Well, I don't know. I guess I'm back to visit. Yeah, thanks, V.
Hey, I'm in all cold right. places too. I'm in a cold place too, Lowell. Not as cold as you, but I'm in Chicago. It's pretty darn cold here too.
That explains why you're still in bed. All right, gang. I'm going to close this out. Now, you'll find us here next week, but it sounds like Clubhouse is an opportunity for us to get connected more often and frequently. So I recommend find your way there. You know where I am now. You know where Vanita is going to be. And we're not done supporting each other and asking questions. So now you've found Tribe, and I'm delighted you're here. Didn't really matter how you got here, but there's still work to do. And we're here to support each other doing it. All right.
By the way,
so thank you.
Mark, thank you.
11:11 on my computer where I'm at.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, there you're right. Gotta go. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you.